Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. You may not know this, but every day on the radio, I'm trying to anticipate what you're thinking about, what you're dealing with, the encouragement you might need, and a little bit of levity along the way. I'd like to know if I'm close. So as you listen to today's podcast, tell me what you like and what you wish I would have talked about. Because I want this to be a place that really feeds you, encourages you, and makes you smile.
Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. I'm here with your medicine. And this medicine you don't need to take with a spoon because it goes through your ears, it goes down into your heart, and it's good for you. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. If you kind of feel like you're falling apart and God is doing nothing to help you, here's something John Riddell wrote that might help. It starts with you saying, "Hey God, I'm falling apart. Can you put me back together?" God says, "I'd rather not." "But why?" "Well, because you're not a puzzle." "Yeah, but what about all the pieces of my life that are falling down to the ground?" "Let them stay there for a while. They fell off for a reason. Take some time and decide if you need any of those pieces back." "Yeah, but you don't understand. I'm breaking down." "No, you don't understand. You're breaking through. What you're feeling are just growing pains. You're shedding the things and the people in your life that are holding you back. Just relax. Take some deep breaths. Quit holding on to the pieces that don't fit you anymore." "But I'm scared of change." "I keep telling you, you aren't changing, you're becoming." "Okay, but becoming who?" "Becoming who I created you to be. A person of light and love and charity and hope and courage, joy, mercy, grace, and compassion. I love you. Don't change. Become." "Okay, so then you're saying I'm not broken?" "No, you're not. You're breaking like the dawn. It's a new day." One of my favorite stories to hear from you is how you started listening to Christian radio in the first place. For me, it goes back to when my boyfriend broke up with me and I was so sad. I would crank up top 40 radio in the car and it was like I was hoping for some sort of a sign over the radio that the relationship really wasn't over for good. And I would punch the button on the radio console and I'd tell myself that whatever song came on next was providential. Like some secret glimpse into the future. It was like a musical magic eight ball, and it usually didn't end very well. At the same time, I started my spiritual journey, and my old friends didn't really want to hang out with me anymore because I was kind of a killjoy, and parties and drinking just weren't doing it for me. So I started hanging around with these church kids who were nothing like me, but they were the ones who told me about Christian radio. And I listened and my soul just seemed to drink it up. I guess it was thirsty from all that crying. I remember a song coming on, "Praise the Lord, He can work through those who praise Him." Wow, I felt goosebumps. It'd been a long time since I felt those. And then a song came on, "Carry me, carry me, carry me now. I'm too weak and fragile to walk on my own." I thought, that's exactly how I'm feeling. This was wild. Do you realize music is the only thing on this earth whose sole purpose is to give you joy and self-expression? God sings to you and you reply back. God has a lot He wants to say to you in the most beautiful sentences you've ever heard. I'm so glad you found Christian radio. Okay, I told you my story. Would you tell me yours? 888-311-LISA. Have you ever been so frustrated you were like on the verge of doing something that could get you on the news? I have. In fact, I have dreams about it periodically where I'm so mad and I do something horrible. There is a woman who ordered a burrito bowl at Chipotle. Something wasn't right about it. She threw the burrito bowl in the face of an employee. Well, the woman who lost her temper is Rosemary, and she got charged with a misdemeanor assault. So she goes to court, and there is Judge Gilligan. He said, okay, you can either spend 90 days behind bars, or you can spend 30 days in jail, along with 60 days of mandatory service as a fast food worker, and learn how people should treat other people. She said, yes, she would serve at the restaurant. You know, I'm thankful every time I hear a story like that, because that could be me. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. If you're working hard day in and day out and hardly anybody notices, I see you. It's funny how when you're 3 years old and you color outside the lines, you get gold stars for that. When you're 10 and you get a goal, then you get taken out for ice cream. But years later, when you're working hard as a mom and at the office, nobody applauds you. In fact, more often than not, they notice when you don't measure up, not when you do. I'll never forget the day I felt that way, and it seemed like God was asking me, Lisa, can you be faithful even if nobody applauds? I'd never thought that before. I thought, yeah, I can do that. Because even when nobody applauds your hard work, God is always applauding. And hopefully that's enough. You know why sometimes life is complicated, I think? Because you can't walk away from you. You have to forgive every mistake. You have to deal with every flaw. You have to find a way to love you, even when you're disgusted with you. I'm curious to know, what's a skill you don't have, and yet you have to use it every day? Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. For me, it's cooking. I'm so bad. I'm just so bad. I always try to learn new things. So I tried to make beef Wellington for some guests the other night. I know. That was probably too advanced for me to try, but if you're not familiar with it, beef Wellington is a beef fillet that is wrapped in a pastry and is supposed to be all the rage. Well, things didn't go right, and my pastry dough rose too high, and my husband cooked the meat, and he didn't cook it enough, so that was kind of raw. So basically, I served bloody bread to my guests. I have a fresh appreciation of you for those things that are required of you every day, and you really don't have the bandwidth for it. You get it done. I'm proud of you. Ran across an old yearbook the other day. You ever go through and read what people wrote? Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. One thing that was all over it was like, never change. Can you imagine? What if we never changed from high school? Oh, good heavens, the world would not be ready for that. But if we want to follow Jesus, we are never staying the same. There is never neutral. We're all just in this process of transformation to be more like Him. Don't ever change. That would not be anything Jesus would ever write in your yearbook or mine. He would be like, yes, let's change every day. I just love the honesty of children. Here's a mom who was trying to give her daughter all the encouragement that she needed. Here's how that went down.
Maxie, are you smart?
Yeah.
Are you strong?
Yeah.
Are you brave?
Yeah.
Are you pretty?
Yeah.
Are you kind?
Not really.
When it comes to your mental health, what is best? These are all important, but how do they rank in importance for your mental health? Is it sleep? Is it exercise? Or is it eating right? I thought it was going to be exercise, but I was wrong. The most important is getting quality sleep. I suppose if you're exercising and you've only gotten 2 hours of sleep, you're still going to be bummed. So quality sleep is first, then exercising, then eating more raw fruits and vegetables. We're supposed to think of those as the three-legged stool. Do you know that God always wants to give you what you need? Unfortunately, you and I often just think it should be encouragement after encouragement. And He likes to do that. But sometimes we need compassion. And other times we need a kick in the pants. And it's all important. How did you start listening to Christian radio? What were the circumstances? I would love to know. 888-311-LISA.
Hi, Lisa. This is Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
I actually found Jesus through the airwaves in my late teens. I was dating a guy who was not good for me. We were not good for each other, and Jesus was nowhere in our relationship.
Yeah, like so many.
He lived in South Florida, a good 3-4 hours away from where I lived, and yet I would find myself driving down there at his beck and call to meet his needs and definitely sacrifice my own where he was definitely not good to me. And I remember driving down there one evening and listening to the radio, and I heard a song that I've never heard before about love and relationships. And I thought it was the sweetest, so I sent it to him. Of course, he didn't care.
Oh, he's so mean.
And I come to find out later, it wasn't a secular song. It wasn't about relationships between two people. It was about a relationship with Jesus. So not too much longer after that, our relationship went south. And I came to Jesus, and I learned exactly how Jesus loved me and my identity in Christ.
Wow.
And now I'm married to the man of my dreams who loves the Lord, and we're starting our first family.
You are. Congratulations. I love this story. Time to wrap it up for today. That's just a little recap of some of the highlights on the show this week. If you'd like to listen to my radio show, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. And if you go to thelisaberryshow.com, click on how to listen. And while you're there, you might even discover how I could buy you a cup of coffee. Thanks for listening.